Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Venezuela's National Electoral Council released its results, saying that after polls closed, saying that President Maduro has won 51% of the vote compared to 44% for his opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. This was despite multiple exit polls showing the opposition had won. The results did not include vote tallies from individual polling centers. Speaking to a rally of supporters early Monday, President Maduro promised peace and security and called the election a triumph of national independence, the dignity of Venezuelan people. He dismissed foreign criticism while presenting Venezuela's election authority, which is controlled by Maduro loyalists, as more legitimate than systems in other countries, such as the United States. Reacting to the announced election results during a visit to Japan, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has serious concerns about the announced results that do not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
It's critical that every vote be counted fairly and transparently, that election officials immediately share information with the opposition and independent observers without delay, and that the electoral authorities publish the detailed tabulation of votes. The international community is watching this very closely and will respond accordingly.
Lebanon's state-run news agency reported Israeli airstrikes killed two people and injured three others in southern Lebanon early Monday. The report came as Israel mulls its response to a rocket attack from Lebanon over the weekend that killed 12 children and teenagers in a town in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Monday's strikes did not appear to be Israel's response to the deadly weekend attack, but more routine fighting. This is VOA News. While attention also focused on Israel's border with Lebanon and the potential for escalation and clashes between Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants, Israeli forces carried out ground attacks and airstrikes Monday in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel's military says its Gaza operations include fighting in Rafah and Khan Yunis, as well as airstrikes targeting about 35 Hamas targets throughout the Gaza Strip during the past day. U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin was in Tokyo for talks on military cooperation with his Japanese counterpart, Minoru Kuhara. As they sat down for talks, Austin said Japan and the U.S. have a common goal of countering the People's Republic of China, or PRC's, aggression in the region, among other interests.
Our countries also face challenges. That includes the PRC's coercive behavior throughout the region, North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs, and North Korea's support for Putin's vicious war against Ukraine.
U.S. and Japanese leaders Sunday unveiled a new military structure that would be implemented in parallel with Tokyo's own plans to establish a joint command for its forces by March of 2025. It would be among several measures taken to address what the countries say was an evolving security environment, noting various threats from China. U.S. President Joe Biden has unveiled a long-awaited proposal for changes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Biden is calling on Congress to establish term limits and an ethics code for the court's nine justices. Biden also is pressing lawmakers to ratify a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity. The White House has detailed the contours of Biden's court plan, but it appears to have little chance of being approved by a closely divided Congress, with just 99 days to go before Election Day. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Fire crews in California are hopeful that cooler, more humid weather will help them get a better handle on wildfires in the northern part of the state. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Park Fire has scorched more than 550 square miles of land, burning down dozens of structures. It's one of more than 100 blazes burning in the U.S. In Southern California, some 250 people had to be evacuated because of a wildfire near the Sequoia National Forest. And fires are burning in eastern Oregon and Idaho, contributing to a smoky haze and poor air quality. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.